We're going to do a picture today and more than this week at some point. And essentially what it's going to say is something along the grass isn't always greener unless you're standing in the mud. And I figure before I do that, I'll try to explain what I mean by that. And I've been thinking about this, and I was actually a little apprehensive about making a video regarding the grass is always greener. So I'm going to give you some theories on this saying of the grass is always greener, and you could tell me how it interprets into your life and if you're using it as an excuse. So when I hear about, in my mind, playing back, people who have said to me, oh, the grass isn't always greener, it always seems to dawn on me that those are the people who also say, most of my mind are almost like, misery loves company. You know what I mean? So I can think about that. I can think about the people who are, hey, don't go because that's the excuse that I'm using. Don't try that because that's the excuse that I'm using. The grass isn't always greener. The question I have for you is, what if you're standing in mud? And what if you're standing in fucking mud and somebody next to you is standing in mud and saying, hey, you know, you go over there, the grass isn't always greener. Dude, we're standing in fucking mud. We're literally standing in mud. What are we talking about? I'm sorry, there's like a car accident up here. I got to wait until I get past it. I don't want to be rude. Looks like a good one, too. You'll see it in the background of things. Let's see if I can. Oh, yeah, it's a good one. Anyway. So I want you to understand something, that there are times that the grass may not be greener. That may be the truth. There's going to be times where the grass may not be greener. But how the fuck would you ever know what the grass looks like unless you took a leap of faith and went seeking greener pastures? Those of us who stay stagnant and do nothing, or are scared and tell ourselves a story of, I can't, woe is me, I can't do that. I have this going on. I can't do that because of this. Those are the ones who get stuck at the end of whatever this whole thing is, whether it's your career, your life, saying to yourself, fuck, I wish I would have went and looked. I know that a couple other people did, and I decided to stay here and do the safe thing, right? I didn't put in for this or that, or I didn't want to try that because that was uncomfortable. And you're going to sit on the sidelines in the bleachers and just watch other people, literally, who didn't let this theory of the grass is not always as green, where it's just wild to me that some of these theories, while they may hold some truth to them, are not an absolute truth. And you have to stop telling yourself that, or listening to people who were standing in fucking mud with you, telling you the grass isn't always greener. I know you want to go to another agency, but you know, I don't know, the grass isn't always greener. Just think about where you're standing when somebody says that to you, and where they're standing when they say that to you too. And try to intertwine that and compare it against, is this person telling me misery loves company? Because it's true shit. Like, that's real. Like, that's fucking real stuff right there. That is not fake. This is the things that I've been pontificating for the past 5 hours that I've been conscious. All right, 4 hours. Got them five. You know, I think about these things. I know I've spoken about this before. I know a lot of you are new to the group. And I guess this applies to folks who may be sitting in a spot where they feel like they're not appropriately fit for the position that they took, or the agency is not an appropriate fit for them. What I can tell you is, this is some advice, and you could use it to guide yourself. Every person who I've given this advice to has come back to me and said, you know what, if I didn't hear you, I wouldn't be as happy as I am now. I was on the fence. And it was these people who were miserable in what they were doing, the agency they were with, and we're going to apply it to police work here, and decided to make a change. Although uncomfortable, although they wouldn't see their friends anymore, although they'd have to make new friends and the schedule might be different, the uniform wasn't as cool. Every single one of them thus far has said to me, it was the best move of my life. I couldn't thank you for the renewed and restored happiness that I now feel. Yeah, no, I took a $3 an hour pay cut. You can make that up. Now, on the other side of the coin, I'm going to tell you this. I have heard from people who have left good agencies and followed dollar signs in this industry. And those people say just the opposite. What they say is, I should have never left. Now I'm tied down because the money's so good. Money is not a variable that is going to equal your happiness in life. It means something. I'm not denying that. But when we're talking about variables of money in police work, these small variables of $5,000 to $10,000, although you might say to me, well, that's a lot for a guy like me or a girl like me. I understand. My first police job paid $23,500 a year in New Jersey. That was 2001. $23,500 was the starting pay. I think I made $28,500 at the academy. After 2 years, I was at $38,000 and change. So I get it. I understand. What I'm saying to you was, I was getting paid shit and I was miserable. Then I went to the next place, realized I was kind of happy and I was getting paid like shit still. And it was better than the last place. And the third place I went to, I said, okay, this is a place where I think, and we're just talking about the realm of police work, where I think I can be happy. I feel like I have good support. I can go out and do my thing. This is the kind of cop I wanted to be. I've got good opportunity. It's a nice size agency. And I had to go to three police academies. So you can't say that I'm preaching, you know, that I'm preaching something I don't follow myself. I went to 3 police academies in 4.5 years. They used to call me a professional recruit. I've said this a million times. I didn't know why I went to 3 police academies. I just knew I wasn't going to sit around and hear people tell me, the grass isn't always greener. I'll never forget the guy. There's a major I did an exit interview with at U.S. Park Police. And he said, you know, you can come back here. I was doing the exit interview and he wanted me to be truthful because the place is a fucking disaster. And I said, he goes, you know, watch what you say because just so you know, you could come back here. And, you know, if it doesn't work out at your next agency or you go to the academy, and you don't want to be there, you come right back. We'll put you right back at the patrol. And I thought at that moment, I was like, I'm not fucking coming back. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, this is not how I saw my life. And I remember being at the police academy for the first time, maybe about a month later, back in the academy, freezing. And of course, probably the toughest, if not one of the top 2 toughest academies in the state of New Jersey. My hand being so fucking cold that the drill instructor asked if my hand was okay. And I hear that major in my head of like, you know, if you want to come back. And I just thought to myself, looking 6 months of an academy, freezing cold, homework, the shitty fucking experience I was going to be. But I knew at the end what the trade-off would be. And I was right. And I wasn't afraid. And all those people, oh, grass isn't green. Oh, stick around. I'm going to give it a chance. Ah, you know, da, da, da. I don't know. This just helps guide people. I get it. I'm empathetic. I understand that you've got things going on. Just fact check who you're hearing advice from. A lot of you come here and try to get sane, sound advice from a guy like me who's done it and been through it. And that's just my food for thought. You'll see this picture that we're going to post later on that says something along these lines. And I think it helps a lot of people. And you can apply this to life. You're in a bad relationship, right? Oh, the grass isn't always green. Ah, she's good enough. Oh, he's good enough. He's got to bite you in the ass, guys. You're going to be fucking pissed in 20 years and 15 and 13. I'm telling you, he's going to bite you in the fucking ass. I promise you that. There are hard decisions to make in life, but they are well worth it. Hard conversations to have with yourself and others in life, but they're worth it. And I'm telling you, if you just keep going, grass isn't always greener. I've been dating for a long time. This is the best thing that I found. You know, I'm telling you. I know I don't sit here and give you opinions. I'm telling you these are facts. And you should follow them. You should follow the facts that I'm giving you. I'm telling you, they will help guide you through these decisions in life. And if somebody denies this or says the things that I'm saying are untruthful, I got a funny feeling they're standing in the fucking mud themselves. It happens all the time. Anyway, hopefully you found value in this morning, and stay safe out there and treat every minute of this job while you're working, especially that it could take your life at any fucking second. And I think that might serve you well today when you go out. Treat every call that you go to with the utmost tactical considerations. Put your life on a pedestal, the life of others. Treat every motor vehicle stop as if you're going to die and you will live. Think about how you're going to approach things. Don't worry about the orthodox way to do things. Make sure you're doing the safe things, the smart things. Don't worry about orthodox. Don't worry about the things that you were taught and that you learned by some old guy at some thing who's got some certificate that says he's somebody. I'm going to do a lot of thought into some of the videos we want to make regarding like making a traffic stop. And like even doing silly stuff like ducking down behind the trunk of the car. Things like that. I mean, I'm not just some thoughts. Why wouldn't we do things like this? Why wouldn't we have the element of surprise on our hands? And I look at in the past week how many cops we've lost in the line of duty and think about what could have been done differently. What was the mistake? What was the mistake that we can circumvent and try to prevent for the future? Things that I think about all the time, because I really give a fuck about all of you. And I say these things because I don't give a fuck. I care. All right. That's my value in this.